live from the studios of KVTA, Ventura County's inspiration station. This is The Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and so much more, bringing value every day in every way. Join Kim and her friends every Saturday as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. From A to Z, Kim's got you covered. And now, here's Ventura County's mom and so much more. It's Kim Pagano.
Welcome, welcome, everyone. I'm so glad that you are coming back this afternoon with us, and I hope that you tuned in with us this morning, and I hope that you had an amazing 4th of July. You are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, the brighter side of the 805. We got Tom Spence here. How you doing, Tom?
Everything's good on a Saturday afternoon.
Yeah. Did you have a good 4th of July?
Outstanding. That's my anniversary.
Oh, happy anniversary.
Thank you.
Fireworks were going off over at the Spence's house, right?
I want a show on your wedding day.
That's the first time anybody has ever said that. That is just amazing.
I'm so original. All right.
But it's
anyways,
good. It's good.
All
it's
right.
A shot, right.
Anne Marie, how are you?
Hello. I'm great. How are you?
I'm good. So you had a little couple days away?
I did. Well, last weekend.
Yeah.
I was in Philadelphia.
Yeah.
Visiting family, loving it. Beautiful country there.
There you go.
Countryside.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Very cool. I saw the cotton candy.
Oh, I love cotton candy.
I do too.
So
I love it.
I love cotton candy.
I was like
funny?
A little kid.
Isn't that the things that we
both,
do?
It was me and my cousin, and we were like two little girls.
Yeah,
with
did
our
you get my
candy.
Comment? Really?
Yeah.
Really? That meant like you're not sharing? No. All right. And we've got Jennifer Chastain joining us. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you.
Yeah. So I'm so excited. You know, did you have a good 4th of July?
I did. I had a really great 4th of July. I love the summer. I love the beach and fireworks. What more can you get, especially in California? It's the perfect afternoon.
I know. You know what? I mean, our dogs, we all have dogs. Do you have dogs?
Yes. I do. I have a dog.
Okay. Yeah.
My dogs are fine with the fireworks.
Are they?
But there's
yeah.
so many. The shelter, there's so many. They need so, you know, they need so much help.
I have to tell you something that I just experienced and then we'll start our show today. But my daughter, who lives back in Michigan, she's got a pit bull. And she was in Utah out at a race. We all, our family races. Her dog got out and got hit by a car. And let me tell you, she needs $13,000 worth of surgery.
Oh, my gosh.
And so this was a really, my daughter flew back home. You know, we're all animal lovers. And so it was like, Mom, what do I do? And I said, oh, God, don't ask me. That was, you know, we talked about that in our morning show. What do you do when, you know, okay, see, I can't do that, Tom.
What if it was $100,000? What if it was $500,000?
I know.
This is a hard topic for me.
It's really,
really
hard. But anyways, I'm telling you, you know, my husband and I helped her in the very beginning at the emergency. That's kind of where we started. We're like, all right, see how bad it is. And then we realized that it was a lot. And I said, oh, my gosh. Well, her husband felt one way, or her husband-to-be felt one way. And, you know, and we couldn't get in the middle of their decision. We said, here's pros, here's cons. I have to tell you, people came out of the woods for animals and they said, you can't let her go. She's only 4 years old. If she's going to be okay in the end, right? So anyways, all of a sudden, all these people, there is pit bull foundations all
right.
over the place.
So it's a happy ending?
Yes, she just had her surgery.
Oh, good.
The doctors ended up saying, okay, my daughter was like, can I trade you haircuts? Can I trade you a go-kart? Can I trade you, you know?
Right.
And so she flew home and he kind of halved, you know, like lessened it a little bit. And people came up. I mean, she doesn't have it all yet and she's going to work towards it. But she went through the surgery. And so it's a happy ending. But I have
happy
to tell
ending,
you.
But here,
those are hard decisions. I think you almost have to be in that place before you can decide what you would actually do.
Right.
Yeah.
And please, please, please. I mean, I think most of the fireworks are over, but please secure your gates, especially with animals. If you can have somebody stay with them, please
right.
have somebody stay with them.
Yeah, I know. Anyways, it was a real learning experience. And, you know, that's one of those things when you're the mom and
it's tough.
Yeah, so anyways.
And let me just also say, please think about volunteering at your local shelter while fireworks are taking place.
There you
they
go.
They really need your help.
Really? I
yes.
never even thought
yes.
of that. Okay.
Yes.
All right. Well, anyways, I am so excited to start our show. I just kind of wanted to tell you a little bit of what's going on.
Well, I'm glad
in my
it was
life.
A happy ending.
It was
I know,
a
right?
happy
because
ending.
I'm not sure I could go on with the show.
I know. I know. Anyways, well, I do want to remind you, you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, the brighter side of the 805. We always try to find something that we could be happy about. And our phone number here is 805-419-0008. Also, if you want us to promote something that you have going on, or you want to have us shout out about your business, give us a call or at that number, or you can always email me at kim@kimpaganoshow.com. Our show today is, we've got Mark Hansen going to be joining us. He is the author of Dutch Oven Breads. We've been talking about food a lot, and of course, we've got some great recipes for the 4th of July weekend. Also, we've got Michelle Patterson, and she's talking about barrier breakers for women in corporate America. And then we've got Zachary Bell, and we're going to be talking to him about his experience in the military and how it has made him the man he is today. We're talking about Veterans Day, and we're talking about 4th of July. And so I just thought it was perfect to bring Zachary Bell on. With that...
You know what? I just want to tell you, you know what makes me happy?
What?
Let's just...
It's got to be food, right?
It is.
Oh.
It's my box of fruits and veggies from Deerdorf Farms.
There you go. I'm telling you, I have been frying up my or sautéing my vegetables and all that. Mm-hmm. But it makes me, I have one too, and it makes me eat things that
It makes you eat more healthy.
Yeah.
And they send recipes with the vegetables, so they help you out. You're not just left with a box of things you don't know what to do with. So,
I love the recipes because if you're not a vegetable eater per se, you just make your basics.
Right.
There are some things you probably don't know how you would cook them, and if you get a recipe card,
I'm telling you,
it would help
exactly.
you use it.
I want you to give them a call, 805-200-5216. Again, that's 805-200-5216. You can get your own box of fruits and veggies. And there's an upcoming free cooking class this coming Wednesday at the Oxnard Whole Foods at 6 o'clock.
Okay, and that's Deerdorf.
Deerdorf Farms.
Yeah, and Christine is, she's great. She's been heading off this whole thing. I'm telling you, you will not be sorry. Even split the box with somebody. Mm-hmm. There's so much.
But I think eventually you'll find that you'll use the whole box
I'm
yourself.
I'm telling you, it's so good. I got strawberries in it last time. I've got just tons of stuff.
Right.
And they always have something new.
Yeah, so that's my happy thought
there
for the
you
day.
Go. I like
my
happy
box
thoughts.
Of fruits and veggies.
I like it. Well, let's bring our first guest on. And again, 419-0008. We forgot to tell everybody what we have that we're going to give away.
We have some great prizes here, and let's go to the Ronald Reagan Presidential Library
one.
We have
there
passes to that. The baseball is happening there, so that's excellent, all the way through to the end of August. Bryan Brothers Tennis Fest ticket giveaway for that, and they're their greatest doubles team for men of
that's
all
right.
time.
They
no
are.
Doubt about it. They're brilliant, and when you see tennis live at that level, it's crazy.
And it's so, I mean, you're right there. You're part of it almost.
People
I mean,
wonder,
yeah.
what's tennis all about?
Yeah.
Have you ever seen a pro hit a tennis ball in front of you?
It's amazing.
It's absolutely
it's amazing.
Wicked.
That's at the Spanish Hills Country Club. We got tickets.
And 16 by Jay Ma.
Yeah.
$30 gift certificate.
There you go. Also, we have Bark and Pet Supplies. We've got a $50 gift certificate to there.
I love Bark.
I do too. Craig over there is so
yes,
nice.
And
yeah.
my doggies aren't really thrilled to go there to get groomed, but I love the job they do.
I love it. Yeah. No, he's a really cool guy. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's just a great place to, you could tell he cares.
Yeah. And it's a new beer location. They've been there for a little while now,
yeah.
but take your dogs there.
Yeah.
And get groomed
so he's
as
got
well.
One located in Oxnard and one in Camarillo.
Mm-hmm.
So anyways, shout out to him. All right. Gosh, well, let's bring Mark Hansen on. Mark, are you there?
I am.
How are you?
I'm doing great. And you?
I'm doing great, too. So tell us, Dutch Oven Breads. I mean, really? How did you get involved in that?
Well, I've been cooking in Dutch ovens for quite a long time. About 8-9 years ago, my wife bought me a 12-inch Dutch oven for Father's Day. And I thought, well, I want to learn how to do this. So I started doing our Sunday dinners on my back porch. And I started acquiring more Dutch ovens, learning more things. And then I started blogging about it.
That is so cool.
So, Mark.
And
Mark,
over the years, I just started putting in more and more recipes. And then publishing company found the blog and said, let's put out some cookbooks.
Wow, that's awesome.
Wow, they found you.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Interesting. So let me ask you, Mark, Anne-Marie here. Tell us, for all of our listeners who don't know what a Dutch oven is, could you please explain exactly what that is?
Yeah, it's a cast iron pot that actually has a a long and deep history in America. Cast iron usually has short legs underneath it so that it can be raised up above hot coals. And usually there's a rim around the lid also so that you can put hot coals around the lid so that you can cook essentially almost anything outdoors.
And are these available for sale, you know, in the local kitchen type stores, or do you have to go to a specialty?
Do you want more one, Amory?
Yes, I do.
You're probably going to find it more likely in a camping or an outdoorsy kind of store than you would a kitchen store.
Okay.
You can get what they call Dutch ovens at a kitchen store, but they won't have the legs or the rim around the lid. So it's more designed to be used in your regular oven indoors.
Right, because I do have a cast iron pot with a lid, but that is not considered a Dutch oven, correct?
Yeah, it is.
Kind of?
But it's not one of the outdoors ones, probably.
Okay, all right.
So do you use it outdoors?
No, you can use the outdoors one with the legs and all that. You can use those indoors as well.
But do you put it on, like, your stove?
You can.
Or the oven. And then what do you do about, because it has legs, all I can think of is the legs are going to fall through the racks.
That's what I was thinking too.
So do you put some kind of baking sheet, cookie sheet on first, and then you put the pan on?
Well, actually, you can just thread the legs right through the rack and just let it sit there right on the rack.
Okay. All right.
So you don't have to do it outside. You could do it in the house if you wanted to?
Yeah.
All right. So now...
Now, I tend to focus on the outdoor stuff just because...
Right. Yeah, out there with a beer, making... Right.
Definitely perfect for 4th of July.
Yeah, there you go.
Exactly.
So let me ask you a question. Do you only make bread in it?
Oh, no. You make all kinds of things.
Okay.
Ribs, all kinds of...
Ooh, ribs.
Delicious
there you go.
Dinners.
When I was looking through your book, I saw that you have Chicago-style pizza.
Yes. Pizza, in fact, was the very first thing I ever made in my Dutch oven.
Really?
Oh, okay.
Now, of all the things, what made you make pizza for the first time?
I had remembered back when I was a kid going to scout camp, and one time we made pizza in the Dutch oven, and I thought, well, let's do that again. And so I looked up some recipes online and followed those early recipes and made some great pizza. Here's the secret, by the way, to great pizza.
Okay.
Tell us, please.
Don't scrimp on the toppings.
Oh.
Okay.
There you go. What if you only eat the toppings? That's the part that I like.
Me too. I love the vegetables.
If you use, like, real mozzarella with, some good pepperoni and some fresh, if you like the veggies, which I do, I like the big combo pizzas, fresh veggie toppings as well, and you just do the toppings right with a good crust, and you'll have an amazing pizza.
Okay.
A lot of times people kind of skimp on that stuff, so they'll do the fake plastic cheese.
No, you can't. Yeah, you can't do that. So what started the book was baking the bread.
The bread baking one is actually the fourth book we've done.
Okay.
Can you send me your others? What else is it? Okay, so perfect. So what's your first recipe?
It's the most recent one, and frankly, it's the one I'm the most proud of. Oh. I really put a lot of effort into it. One of the things is I've been learning to cook outdoors in the Dutch oven. I found a lot of books that are all about baking bread and a lot of books that are about cooking in Dutch ovens that had some bread recipes, but there was no book about how to make really good bread in a Dutch oven.
So for the beginner...
So I spent about 3 years practicing and researching and learning and practicing and so that I could write this book so that somebody could pick it up and hopefully not have as steep a learning curve as I did.
So, Mark, for the beginner Dutch oven outdoor cook, what would be the best bread to start with, sort of like the no-fail recipe, so you don't get discouraged?
Pizza bread.
Yeah.
No.
Actually, that's a great question, because that's my first chapter.
Oh, okay.
The very first thing I did in the book is to make a very simple, very easy bread recipe so you can get some instant first success and feel really proud of yourself, and it'll be a delicious loaf, and it's not a lot of room for error
You know what I like about this, Mark, okay, is one, you're not messing up my kitchen.
So, absolutely.
Plus, you're not heating up the kitchen on a hot summer
day
either.
Exactly. Yeah. So,
and, you know, I don't have an outdoor Dutch oven, but I have the, you know, the cast iron skillet. I have made some of the most delicious meals in cast iron pots, yes. Absolutely.
Well, here's something else that's interesting. As I was learning to do all of this, I frequented a lot of online forums about bread baking, and there's a trend that's been going on the last couple of years in home artisan bread making, where people will bake bread in the Dutch oven in their regular ovens. Because what happens is the heavy lid of the cast iron traps the moisture, and it gives it that really rich, crackly crust.
I was just going to ask you about the crust. I see the pictures on your book, and the crust looks absolutely fabulous. Like,
thank you.
Yeah, I mean, look at the picture. Perfect.
So, yeah, so my question is, how long does it take? How long?
Well, the actual bake time is usually about 30 to 40 minutes.
Oh, that's not bad at all.
The kind of bread you're doing. The prep time can be, also depending on the kind of bread you're doing, it could be as little as a couple of hours. It could be as much as a couple of days.
So you have to do the yeast and let it rise and all that stuff still?
Yeah, I mean, if you really want a good, nice, rich sourdough. Hello?
Yeah, we're here.
Okay. If you really want a good, nice, rich sourdough, that could actually take weeks.
Okay.
Making the starter, is that what you mean?
Yeah, making the starter, developing the starter, you know, and all of that. But if you do that, if you really take the time and the patience to do that, oh, man, you'll have a delicious, delicious tangy loaf of sourdough.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Okay. So what are your other books that you have?
One of them is called, the first one we put out is called The Best of the Black Pot, which is just my favorite recipes from the years of blogging at marksblackpot.com.
Okay.
Then the second one was a beginner's guide, a step-by-step how to cook in a Dutch oven. So, you know, assuming somebody had never put coals on a Dutch oven before in their life, they could follow that.
You're talking to her right now. Okay, I have never done that. Uh-uh. But now, you know, what is your real job before you did all this?
Well, my main employment is in internet marketing, which kind of ties in with the whole blogging thing. And helping people set up and promote internet businesses.
Really? That's interesting, too. Huh. Okay. Wow. And so, I mean, it kind of goes along with it because they came to you to write a book. That's pretty interesting.
And actually, in retrospect, as I started looking at it, it makes a lot of sense from a publisher's point of view to find somebody who's already blogging about it because you know they can write, you know they've got a backlog of material, and you know they've got an audience already built up.
Wow. How big of an audience do you have?
It gets about 15,000 page views a month.
Really? Wow.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of Dutch oven people, you know, making bread and ribs.
Thanks to you.
Yeah. Very cool. Very cool.
And that's actually, from what I've been able to search out and find, it's the oldest or the longest running Dutch oven blog on the net.
Very cool. I have one last question. How long has, I mean, where did the Dutch oven actually come from?
Well, we're talking way back in the 1600s.
Unbelievable.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
Yeah, and that's where it got started. And the Dutch perfected the cooking techniques. And then the Dutch merchants in the colonies here in America, traveling there in the East and the Midwest, selling these pots, that's where they get the name, the Dutch oven, because it was the Dutch merchants that were selling them. They went west with Lewis and Clark and the cowboys.
Great.
And
wow.
So the history of America really is connected with the history of the Dutch oven.
Wow.
I mean, that's how people in their cabins used to cook.
All right. Mark, thank you so much for bringing something that you're so passionate about and that I honestly never even thought about doing this, but it's kind of a cool idea. Where do people find out more about you?
MarksBlackPot.com. And thank you very much for inviting me to come.
You got it. Very good. All right. You have a really great day. And we're going to take a really quick break. And when we come back, we're going to talk with Michelle Patterson. We're going to talk about barrier breakers for women in corporate America. And let's give something away. What should we do?
How about, do we already give a gift certificate to 16 by JMA?
No, let's do that.
Let's do that.
$30 right now, 419-0008. 419-0008.
And I think I'm going to head there after this.
Oh, okay. So yeah. You think you're going to go outside call or what?
What?
Okay. No, no. But you know what? I do want to just say she's got ageless styles you can afford to love. And so definitely go check out 16 by JMA. And we've got a $30 gift certificate for someone right now.
And most everything under $16.
Yeah, there you go. All right. Stay with us. We'll be right back. You're listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of the 805.
Do you struggle with fatigue, sleeplessness, digestive issues, weight gain, or skin problems? What would your life look like if you actually felt good every day? If you're sick and tired of being sick and tired and ready to regain your vitality, we can help. Core Elements Wellness can help you get to the root cause of your complaints and provide you with a customized health-building blueprint so you can finally start feeling better. To learn more, call 805-277-1977 and mention The Kim Pagano Show for a special discount or check out the website at www.coreelementswellness.com. That's 805-277-1977. Feel good today.
16 by JMA was voted favorite women's boutique in West Ventura County. They have weekly arrivals of fashion-forward and timeless classic styles, handpicked by the owner, June Rawson. You can spice up your wardrobe with a few accessories or go for a full-style makeover from head to toe. Because 16 by JMA has many choices, visit their website at sixteenbuyjma.com. That's 16 by JMA, where you'll find ageless styles you can afford to love.
It's showtime.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And I hope that you are having an amazing 4th of July weekend. You are tuned in here to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of the 805. I do want to remind you of our 6 o'clock show right here on AM 1590 KVTA. And I want to thank you for making us one of our the favorites for Ventura. Also, I want to remind you that to go on Facebook, like us. Also, sign up for our newsletter. We've got an amazing newsletter going out. It kind of just tells you about all of our advertisers, all of our sponsors, different events coming up. And it's got a little bit of, stuff to make you happy, too. So you got to check that out. Again, our phone number here is 419-0008. I've got Anne Marie. I've got Jennifer. I got Mr. Tom Spence. And, of course, I'm Kim. Our next guest is Michelle Patterson. Michelle, are you there?
I am. Hello, Kim.
How are you?
Good. Just getting all ready for the 4th of July and doing the family thing.
Okay, so you're extending it on to the weekend. I love it. All right. So let me ask you a question. Tell us a little bit about yourself and who you are.
Perfect. Well, I just got done producing the California Women's Conference.
I know. I was out of town this year. I'm so bummed I missed that.
Oh, well, you know what? The good news is we do it every year. We've got the next one. We'll be celebrating our 30th year.
30th year. Wow.
Coming up. So we're really, really excited about that. And one of the things we've done this past year is we've taken the conference and we put it into other states and other countries. So it's exciting just to see really what's happening with these events and how women are really supporting one another.
Oh, my God. You know, I started a women's support group probably almost 5 years ago now. And I'm telling you, that is the trend. That's what I'm doing on my radio show, is really supporting each other, not cutting each other down, actually embracing all of ourselves to be bigger, better, and you know, more powerful. And that's what it's all about. So we would love to be a part of what you're doing, in your women conferences.
Excellent. Well, and I was listening to the show, and I'm a huge fan, and you can tell, too. I mean, you definitely go in with this mindset of, you know, how can I support you? you know, let's go ahead and get advertising out about the various events. And what's been happening, you know, I ended up going in and taking on some very, very big shoes. Maria Shriver held the position and produced the event prior to when I took it over in 2012.
I remember that because that when I was at and you were on my show then.
Remember that?
Yes, I do. And I remember the very end when you were like, yes, I did it at the end. You know, I mean, and you know what? Again, it takes a village. I mean, you have so many great people and so many great friends and women around you and men. I mean, we need it all because our husbands, our supporters are, you know, it takes a village.
Well, and it's interesting, too, just to see what I found was that common thread was I wasn't alone in my thought process. It was really across the board, you know, women, especially women and men as well. It's that feeling of not being enough and not feeling like, you know, can I do this? And what I found was that you absolutely can. And it really, it's going in and, you know, ASK, I mean, asking for the support, asking for the help, being vulnerable, you know, checking your ego and saying, you know, this is what we want to do. And it was so exciting and just really neat to see all the different individuals and all the different organizations that stepped up and had the mindset of, you know, let's not work independently of one another. You know, how do we work collectively together? And so the organizations, and they had the same response that you did. It's how do we get involved? You know, we've got Women Network, which we've really set this playground up, and how do we pull women's organizations together? So everything from the UN, you know, to NABO, to the Susan G. Komen Foundation. I mean, across the board, it was, you know, it's time. It's time for us to really support one another.
Michelle, Anne-Marie here. Why is it still so hard to equalize pay and negotiate a raise for women?
You know, for several reasons, one of which I think it becomes an education issue. Individuals, we just don't even know that right now it's still 77 cents on the dollar. And I think people think, especially in the U.S., that, you know, there isn't that disparity, that it is equal. And when you start looking at the numbers, so that's the first thing is just being aware of it and what's happening. And I think now more than ever, you've got women at a point where there's so much opportunity to be able to go in. You've got technology working really for us and being able to go ahead and be able to work remotely and balance and be able to not have to opt out, you know, be able to raise a family and be able to work and be able to go ahead and really balance those.
Michelle, this is Jennifer. I'm wondering, it's always the age-old question, can women have it all? Can they work? Can they stay home with their children? Obviously, you've been able to do this, and you're a great person to show all of us that it is possible. But when you're doubting yourself, what is it something that people should remember when they're trying to decide if they can have it all?
So I
get, great question.
I get asked that. That's a great question. I get asked that question all the time. And it's interesting because, you know, I'm 44. I've got a 16-year-old and a 14-year-old. And I worked through two maternity leaves. I can remember, you know, literally did not take off. My husband jokes with me. He goes, I don't think we would have had our kids had it been left to you. Because, I mean, literally, it was like, okay, I got to go to the hospital so I can deliver these babies.
Yeah, I get that. I did kind of the same thing because we keep going.
You keep going, and it's that guilt. It's that age-old guilt that comes in. And so my response is this, is you absolutely can have it all. You just might not be able to have it all at the same time. And I have a great, great example of a situation that popped up this past year. My daughter was celebrating her 16th birthday. It was February 26th. And I got the phone call from the United Nations saying, you know, Michelle, we'd love to have you as a speaker. You know, can you come speak? And of course, you know, it was like, wow, you know, that would be amazing. When do you want me? And it was February 26th. And I said, I'm honored, but I'm going to have to decline my daughter.
Oh, you gave me chills.
Me too.
You had your priorities in order.
Well, and trust me,
I'm sure it was painful.
Well, and you'll love this too, because I told them thank you, but I'm going to have to decline. And they called back and they said, bring her with you.
My gosh. How incredible.
So I end up, I head off to the UN. I get up and I open with, I want to thank the UN. I didn't have to opt out. I didn't have to make a choice between celebrating my daughter's 16th birthday and being with her or speaking at the UN. I got to bring her, and today is her birthday. So right as I say that, the ambassador nudges her, has her stand up, and in the very, very, very back, this lady on the top of her lungs starts singing happy birthday.
I love it.
That's great.
It was so, I mean, talk about a special moment. And again, having, you know, had to make that decision. And so my daughter has her birthday sung to her. So the ambassador gets up and he says, you know, in all my 30 years of being here and being with the UN, I've never heard them sing happy birthday. And he goes, that's why we need women involved. Women create these special moments.
Very true. Very true. How did your daughter honestly feel about going?
Well, it's
that's a win. You know, it's kind of like a bittersweet, right?
I did throw in, you know, mom's going to take you. We're going to paint the town. You know, we'll be all over New York, and we stayed some extra days. But she, prior to this visit to the UN, you know, she was involved with the conference, and we were doing a whole student program, but not to the extent it was really my passion. So Jacqueline stands up and says to the UN, she says, I want to thank you for changing my life today. She goes, because of what you did for me today, she goes, I am now going to focus on giving girls my age the same experience that you gave me today.
Oh, wow. That was powerful.
Oh, it was so neat to see. And just, I mean, literally not a dry eye. My daughter and I will forever remember that. And that's why I share this with your audience. Is I think so often that we think as women that, you know, that we can't, you know, we have to not, you know, we've got to make decisions based strictly on work, and that we can't go ahead and look at, you know, but first and foremost, I mean, I'm a mom. That's, you know, that's my job.
Right.
I'm a mom.
And you know what? That was a great example of adding a feminine touch to a, you know, an otherwise male-dominated workforce environment. So how else can we do that? Can you give us some other examples of what we might do?
You know, I think, too, is just being honest about it. You know, I've ran into meetings before where I've had, you know, been driving the kids to soccer practice, and then I'm driving over to this. And I think that what happens is that the perfectionist in us, we feel like we have to have it all perfect, and it's okay. And I think when we start bringing this up, what will happen is, the work environment, they're going to look at this and say, you know what, we've got to create an environment that's conducive for raising a family and for, you know, supporting women. And what happens as a result is men also become great, great, great parents, because they then are teaching these corporations, you know, how to work collectively together. So it's being open. It's letting them know. It's going and asking.
I love it. And, you know, you talked about perfectionists, okay? I think the three of us in here, okay, is, you know, I've really in my best power tried to let a part of that go and just try to do my best in every situation, but not obsess to the part where Anne Marie and I used to be, right?
Right. I mean, it was just crazy. I mean, at some point you just got to say, you're right. You just got to say, let's do it.
Yeah, and you know, when you're driving in an appointment and you get a call and your kids are, whatever the situation, I kind of just take a deep breath and say, you know what, this is my first job. And I really learned to do that in all my situations, and I honor that that's what you did.
Oh, well, and I've got to tell you, I mean, when I was saying it, there was a little bit of me sick to my stomach.
Oh, I'm sure, believe me, I'm sure. And do you have two children?
I've got two teenagers, so 16 and 14.
Yeah, I've got four. And let me tell you, there's never a dull moment. So you know, that's life. And life happens, and you kind of got to roll with the punches. So, Michelle, I would love to talk to you again. I'd love to, you know, follow the things that you're doing. Keep in touch with us. Let us know the next time that's something huge that we want to be a part of. We want to support all of these amazing women and all the things that you're doing. Where do we find out more about you?
You know what? If you go to womennetwork.com, you can also email us through info@womennetwork.com, no plural, and reach us that way. And I have to tell you, though, I love what you're doing. And I was so excited when I saw you on my calendar and was really looking forward to it because I remember that conversation. I love what you're doing for women, and I love that you started your group 5 years ago, and you're before your time, and it's just, it's neat. So thank you.
I want to talk about being a part of what you're doing. So definitely, let's get together again, Michelle Patterson, and breaking barriers. That's what it's all about, breaking barriers for women in corporate America and really in everyday life. That's what it's all about. Michelle, thank you so much.
Thank you. Have a great 4th.
Yeah, thanks. A great weekend to you. All right. And be careful out there. All right. We are going to take a really quick break. When we come back, we're going to be talking with Zachary Bell. We're going to talk about U.S. Marine Corps veteran and a little bit about, you know, what it takes to be a father away from his kids. Just the whole thing. I'm so excited to talk to Zachary. Stay with us. We'll be right back. You're listening to The Kim Pagano Show right here on AM 1590. KVTA, I want to remind you of our 6 to 7 show in the morning. And again, we are the brighter side of the 805. Stay with us. You know what? Let's give something away really quick. What should we do? How about, you know what? I know we didn't mention this or not, but I've got Kate and Lace Lingerie and Swim. It's summer now. I've got a $25 gift certificate. And they're a boutique in Westlake. And you can go there and get something pretty nice for that. So definitely a $25 gift certificate right now from the Kim Pagano Show, 805-419-0008. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Sunshine. 16 by J. Ma was voted favorite women's boutique in West Ventura County. They have weekly arrivals of fashion-forward and timeless classic styles, handpicked by the owner, June Rawson. You can spice up your wardrobe with a few accessories or go for a full-style makeover from head to toe. Because 16 by J. Ma has many choices, visit their website at SIXTEENBUYJMA.com. That's 16 by J. Ma, where you'll find ageless styles you can afford to love.
Do you struggle with fatigue, sleeplessness, digestive issues, weight gain, or skin problems? What would your life look like if you actually felt good every day? If you're sick and tired of being sick and tired and ready to regain your vitality, we can help. Core Elements Wellness can help you get to the root cause of your complaints and provide you with a customized health-building blueprint so you can finally start feeling better. To learn more, call 805-277-1977 and mention the Kim Pagano Show for a special discount or check out the website at www.coreelementswellness.com. That's 805-277-1977. Feel good today.
It's that time of year again for Phantom Screen Solutions to take care of your doors and windows. Phantom retractable door screens are simple to operate, durable, and blend with any agricultural style. Perfect for new and existing homes, Phantom Screens offers the best of both worlds. They'll give you uninterrupted views and natural ventilation combined with protection from insects and harsh glare from the sun. Call for a quote today, 805-990-1175. That's 805-990-1175.
It's showtime.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show on KVTA.
Welcome back. Oh, hold on. Welcome back. I just twisted myself around the...
That was a good one.
Oh, my gosh. Anyways, I am so excited. You are tuned in to the Kim Pagano Show. And we are on the brighter side of the 805. I got Jennifer here, and I got Anne-Marie, who's laughing her head off at me, and Tom Spence. And our next guest is Zachary Bell. And I'm so excited to be talking about him and with him. He is a U.S. Marine Corps, and we're going to talk a little bit about that. And Zachary, are you there?
Yes, ma'am, I am. Thank you for having me on.
Okay, you are so welcome. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Yeah, can tell us a little bit about why you decided to join the military, Zachary.
For me personally, I just remember growing up when I was in eighth grade and when 9/11 happened. And I just wanted to do something, and I just wanted to kind of be a part of something bigger. And I was always, you know, told the Marine Corps was, you know, the few, the proud, and everything. And so just to make sure I could get all the things I wanted, I decided to join the infantry, too, just to make sure I could be up front as much as I could. And it was a trying time. It was the best, worst experiences ever I've had. I grew a lot as a person, and went from a boy and then became a man. And, you know, it's some of the best times of my life. I'm eternally grateful for it.
And so how long were you in the military, and what made you decide to leave?
I did one enlistment, so that was 4 years of active duty, with 2 deployments to Afghanistan. But for me personally, and I know a lot of other people, it was my family. When I joined the Marine Corps really young, and I met my wife just before then, we were dating at the time, but I just knew that she was the one. It's the weirdest thing to say, but like, when you find that one person who always makes you want to be the best version of yourself, then that's what I consider true love to be. And she's always been that.
I love that, Zachary. All right. Yeah. You know, I do want to remind anybody that's just tuning in with us right now that we are talking with Zachary Bell. We're talking about military life. We're talking about U.S. Marine. And I'm really honored to talk about what all the things that you have been faced with and what you're coming home to, and how you're trying to really change things and change things for veterans that are coming home. So tell us a little bit about some of the issues that are being faced with veterans coming home.
I mean, it's kind of a lot of things. It's just it's having to deal with like an identity crisis, basically, because when you're in the military, especially in the infantry like I was, it's not just a job, it's a lifestyle. And so you come home and you're the only 23-year-old in freshman English class trying to figure out what MLA format is with a wife and 2 kids, and then trying to find that way to, you know, find a job and to get back out there. And I feel there's this really big
conception.
Perception of like the kind of responsibilities that are put on military members. Like, it's kind of hard to believe that at 23 years old, you know, I was in charge of 15 Marines, ensuring everything from how much food and water they had to their safety, and conducting combat patrols every day. And but you tell the average person that, and it's like, I couldn't do that at 23. And it's not, that's not my vision of being able to do either, but that was what the training teaches you, is how to be able to lead at any level, and that was what happened for me in my instance.
How hard was it? Okay, so were you married when you left?
Yes. I actually just celebrated 7 years as of yesterday.
Congratulations. Happy anniversary.
Thank you. Thank you. My wife, Christy, and I got married July 2nd, 2007. And I actually left for my first deployment 2 days after my first daughter was born in March of 2008. And for our second deployment, I was about a month and a half into that when my youngest daughter was born.
So you weren't even there for the birth?
No, I wasn't there for my youngest.
You know, it amazes me when, you know, what's going through your mind, but then, you know, the support and how much strength your wife has to have to go through that, you know, without her husband. And do you have a lot of family support?
Yes. My wife is the best thing that's ever happened to me. And, you know, they just her and my mother-in-law and all of them have just, they stepped in a whole lot of ways that I wasn't there, and I'm eternally grateful for it. But what was really amazing to me was to see the network of wives and girlfriends and significant others that was made back home by all of the people, all the girls that were in our unit. And so, like, they would all coordinate and talk to each other, and they kind of became their own thing too, and they leaned on each other for different reasons. And I was really, really proud of Christy for doing that. It's amazing to see that, because like, my job was easy. I just walked around in a circle and asked.
Zachary, I have a question. Is it hard for you to come back to your family, to re-enter the home after it's been run by someone else with you not there? Is that a hard transition to make?
Yeah, it was extremely difficult because Christy had gotten used to living without me, and it's not like it was intentional, but we developed this lifestyle to where we had to learn how to share things again, to where she could trust me to do certain responsibilities around the house or with the children, because she just becomes so self-sufficient. And, you know, initially it was hard for me to take some on some of those things. It's hard for her to let go. And so we actually just like sat down one day and like wrote down chores and different lists and just like split it down the middle.
Wow. Good okay. for you.
Zachary, I have a question. This is Anne Marie here. You talked about the issues that are the veterans face when they come home. Is it, no matter what the job, your job is, your responsibilities are, it's, I guess, is it because of the way of life in the military that makes it hard to come home and, you know, reintegrate yourself into life here in the States? Or I guess it depends on what you're actually doing in the military or whatever branch it is.
I honestly think it's a loss of a sense of self. Because I'll always be a Marine, and it's what defines me. It's the foundation of the thing that who I am today. You know, it's given me all these different opportunities, and it made me grow up immensely, and I'm grateful for it. But when you come back home and you're trying to reintegrate and stuff, and for me personally, it was having to deal with the reality of, you know, I had to become cold and distant, and you have to do that when you're deployed. Because you can't let emotion affect your judgment in those situations of being in combat, whatever it is you're doing over there.
Right.
And so to be able to turn the thing off that made me such a good Marine when I come back home, it was hard. It built this space between me and my family.
Right. And and that's very much instilled in you when you're part of the military, correct?
Yes, ma'am. Especially, like I actually, I went from being in charge of just three guys to 15. And it was due to a lot of circumstances that were just hard on everyone. And so when I went from being one of three people who had someone to directly ask questions to, I then became the guy who was having to answer all of them. And the decision was ultimately upon me.
I know from my son-in-law, Eric, and my daughter's husband, you know, what their relationship was and the support that she gave and also got from all the other, you know, women networking. She's made lifelong friends all over the world, over the internet. Again, you know, it is amazing. But when Eric came back, the same thing, you know, it was hard. It was a hard adjustment. And there's things, like you just said, that, you know, you have to be over there, but you don't, how do you all of a sudden switch your channel? And I think that's where, what the problem is, and what, you know, trying to kind of get back into the life over here, correct?
Yes, ma'am. And your son-in-law is one of the best people I've ever known in my entire life.
Well, he says the same about you, Zachary, so.
Well, he's not telling the truth.
Okay.
You know, it's just hard. And for me, it was having to come to a point where I had to just, like, face the facts of that the memory of who I was before I left was better than the person I am now in the moment. And so I had to figure out, like, what did I want to do with my life? Like, why was I so unhappy? And it was really cathartic. I sat down one time and wrote down all my thoughts of things I wanted to do. And
so Zachary,
where did I see my career?
What would you suggest when people are returning from their deployment? What would you suggest that they do? What is helpful to help to re-enter life when
and,
they get
and
back?
And what we should do
Yeah, what
for
can
them.
We do to help
I mean, yeah.
them? And what should
Great
they be
question.
Looking for
That's kinda what,
to help with all these
yeah.
emotions that are probably going through them?
Well, I think what every military member can do first is just be honest and just know that asking for help is not a sign of weakness. And it's okay to go to counseling. It's okay to say, I'm not feeling good this day or something's different. The second thing I could say that everyone else could do would just be to listen. I feel like a lot of times men and women who've served, they feel slightly marginalized, and there's different types of things that control the media of, you know, military violence. I mean, military PTSD and this horrible tide that's trying to bring it into violence and things like that. And so I feel that it makes people hide these things because they don't want to admit it for fear of the perception of who they might be. And it's it's not true. Like, I've seen the best and worst side of humanity because of this war, and I'm grateful for it. And, like, I know the true value of life now. That doesn't make me a violent person whatsoever, but I just don't like to see that tie anymore because, you know, I mean, it's 22 veterans a day that are committing suicide, over 22 veterans.
It's tragic. It's absolutely, yeah. Here you've gone out, risked your life, and done everything you can, and you come back to have a life, and they're not making it. They're not making it here.
So it sounds like it's important to separate the person from their job when they were away. Like, when the person comes home, Zachary, you're still Zachary Bell, and it's important to remember that. You're no longer, you know, you're obviously always will be part of the Marine Corps, but you're still Zachary Bell, the father, the husband, the son.
Hey, I wish I could have said it that way. That was perfect. Yes, you're exactly right. You just have to take the time and redefine who you are and take the good from all the experiences you've gathered. Like, I learned leadership skills. I have the best friends and family in the world. My two beautiful little girls have a whole bunch of uncles that'll show up when they start dating at 30 years old and to scare off all away all the boyfriends. Like, it's amazing.
Yeah. And, you know, I mean, I know from Eric that those are your brothers, right? I mean, that's it. You saved each other's lives. You protected each other's lives. You were there for each other. And that's something that no one will ever take away from any of you, correct?
Yeah, it's correct. If Eric were to call me right now and say that he was having trouble with his car or something and he needs some help, whatever it is, I would drop everything and run to California if I had to.
Oh.
Because I know he would do the same for me, and it's really hard to kind of describe the bond we have, because it's just like we'll always have that time together, and I can always know that guy has my back.
Yeah,
because I have his.
That's great.
It's awesome.
I just want to remind anybody that's just tuning in with us right now that you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show. This is the brighter side of the 805, and we're talking with Zachary Bell. One, I really want to not get off the phone by saying, before I say thank you for everything that you've done for our country. And I think that's a big thing that we should all, whenever we see a veteran, always stop and say thank you. Is that something that you would appreciate?
Yes. I definitely think so. Just because, I mean, I feel a lot of people are just kind of over the war, and I mean, I totally get it. It's been dragging on for some time now, and it's really easy, and I know just from hearing guys who just got out of the military, they feel like they've made all these sacrifices and done all these things, and it's all for naught. Right. And just hearing a thank you is an awesome reminder that somebody somewhere still appreciates that.
Zachary, I want to shed a little light on how really important it is that our vets get help when they get home, because I heard a really sad statistic, and that is, correct me if I'm wrong, but more men and women have committed suicide since they've come home than have died in the war, the last war. Is that correct? Have you heard that? Is that?
Yes.
That is.
Yeah, that's dreadful.
That's tragic.
And we need to do everything in our power to change that. So, you know what? I know we're at the end of our interview. We've got a couple minutes left. Give us, what's the biggest thing that we want listeners to do to try to help this? And we're going to have you back, Zachary.
that's awesome. The biggest thing to try to do is know that, like, for my organization, what I work for is called Courage Beyond, and we provide free to low-cost mental health services nationwide to all military members and their families, with online support groups, in-person support groups, retreats, and face-to-face counseling. And if any military member, active duty veteran, spouse, family member, mother, brother, sister, anyone calls in, we have an average wait time of our first appointment of face-to-face counseling of 72 hours.
Wow. That's great. That's great. So that's Courage Beyond?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. All right. Well, Zachary Bell, again, thank you so much for being our guest on our show. But thank you for what you've done. You put your life, your family, and yourself on the line for us. And again, I thank you, and I thank all of the veterans out there. And I look forward to hearing more about your family.
Yes, ma'am. And privilege is all mine. Thank you all so much.
You got
Thank
it.
You.
All
Thank
right.
you.
Well, we are at the end of our show right now. And, you know, I just want to say great guests, and it's been fun.
Again, wonderful
yeah.
show.
Yeah. You know, are you guys going to continue your barbecue for the rest of the weekend?
I am, actually. We still have 2 days left.
That's right.
Well, a day and a half.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So, absolutely.
There you go. All right. You know what? I have one thing that I didn't really talk about. 1 second. Craig Shoemaker is performing at Ventura Harbor Comedy Club, 419-0008. I've got a couple passes for that. So give us a call. You have been listening to The Kim Pagano Show. And let me end our show with a moment of happiness. Go forward in life with a twinkle in your eye and a smile on your face, but with great and strong purpose in your heart. With that, thank you, ladies. And thank you, Tom Spence. And have an amazing weekend. And I'll talk to you next weekend. You have been listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of the 805. Like us on Facebook. And we'll talk to you next week.